visited this church. You're logging on to the podcast for the third time. The Lord told you to listen to this podcast for this very reason. The cancer is gone. The cancer is gone. I declare to you, beloved, that you will not have to have your breast removed. The cancer is gone, and it stops with you. You've worried even for your daughter that is 6 years old, that you've worried if it would be passed on. The cancer is no more. Beloved, I pray that the very Spirit of the living God beckon you to hear this very podcast, so that you hear the very promise of God concerning your infirmity. Enough is enough. Your cancer is healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I heard it. A woman of little faith who has just been listening to the podcast and heard about the woman with cancer, this word is for you concerning your husband. Let your husband be. Don't worry about the alcohol and the drugs. When he begins to lift his hand to be very upset and forceful over your life, I will steady his hand. You will not live in fear anymore. You will not be living whether you think that you're going to die in the middle of the night because you've had to lose sleep based on what you think your husband's going to do. Beloved, I prophesy unto you that the angel has been dispatched on your behalf, and that he is about now to bring forth healing on behalf of your husband, because your prayers availeth much. Woman, do not lose faith, but stand firm. I will remove the influence from his life, and I will bring healing unto him, and I will bring him to repentance and to the acceptance. And now what he has been an influence to many, he will become an influence for the kingdom of God. He will begin to speak and sing, thank you. I see the man lifting up the guitar once more and beginning to strum the guitar and beginning to sing what he had once done before as a gift of God. He had laid down, but now because of the every presence of God, he will begin to sing unto the Lord once again. Beloved, I prophesy unto you into existence now, says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now that we can be in a place of worship and allow the Spirit of the living God to go forth and minister with no hesitation. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. This is the house of mercy. This is the very pool of Bethesda. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Out of this place shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. It shall flow. Allow it to flow. Allow it to flow. The very Spirit of God is looking for the vessels that will carry his presence wherever they go. Will you be that vessel? Stand to your feet as we close.